On Saturday, a new tent city opened up in mid-Pinellas County. After 5 days of operation, there are now 100 people on site there, living in 171 tents. The camp is a joint project between Catholic Charities, Pinellas County, and the City of St. Petersburg. This morning, the St. Petersburg City Council heard a progress report on the status of the camp from the city's Housing and Community Department head, Tom DeYamper.
The needs of the site right now are they need volunteer groups to assist with preparation of meals and service of meals. So if anyone watching this decides that they would like to participate, they're encouraged to get in touch with Catholic Charities on their website at PinellasHope.org.
City Councilman Bill Foster visited the encampment called Pinellas Hope last Saturday. He said he was impressed with the setup.
All of the social services are there, health care, substance abuse, treatment referrals, mental health referrals, VA, the Pinellas County Health System goes out there. Helping them with hygiene, there's shower facilities, wash facilities, bathroom facilities, a laundromat, computer bank for checking job applications, emails, resumes.
The opening of Pinellas Hope is not without controversy. Homeless advocates have criticized the project on a number of fronts. They say that the homeless in St. Petersburg are concerned that they could be subject to arrest now because of a new ordinance passed earlier this year that prohibits sleeping in the public right-of-way if shelter space is available. Councilman Foster asked that ordinance will now be implemented. Deputy Mayor Tish Elston said the city does not plan on enforcing that ordinance just yet.
We're going to have to, you know, just kind of watch that on a case-by-case basis. And but right now we're really focusing on the process of referring and relocating folks who can qualify to go to the site.
But some of the homeless in downtown St. Petersburg have indicated that they believe the site, located at 126th Avenue at 49th Street North, is located too far away from downtown. Councilman Foster said he's growing weary of seeing members of the homeless sleeping overnight in front of City Hall.
They were fully taking advantage of the public access of a public building, but I'm concerned with the fact that every morning somebody from the city has to go out with a hose and hose off the debris and the waste that's on the steps, and they were doing it this morning. It's a health hazard, it's unsightly, and so I don't know if there's a way that we can secure City Hall. I know that there are some things on the table.
DeYamper said he understood Foster's concerns, but said his department still had a lot of work to do informing the homeless community about Pinellas Hope. The city now has an outreach team that is doing just that.
There's a lot of misinformation out there on the streets that we have to overcome. There are individuals that are aggressively out there trying to make this project fail. Mm-hmm. And that we're trying to educate the rest of the population who have not heard the right word. And so we have some things in process right now that we plan on bringing out to allow those individuals to actually see the facility and then make their decision.
Foster said the city was doing a lot to help those who need a helping hand. But for the others, he said, essentially, they can take a hike.
Those that choose this as a lifestyle, I want them to move on. I want them to move out of St. Petersburg. Those that don't qualify because they have a predatory background, I want them to move on. I don't want them to set up a residency as a squatter of City Hall.
City Council Chair Jamie Bennett called Pinellas Hope a good step forward. He stressed that everybody allowed for some time to settle in before deciding what to do next with the homeless situation in St. Pete.
Which now has the tools to talk people off the street. And this has worked in other cities, and it does take time. And I think that's what people need to understand. We have a large activist community with some national support. And how you deal with this is that you help people, you give them a site where it's secure, where there's a place for their stuff, and they all of a sudden they have a place and they start on that road up.